hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be here to help you with your home improvement projects today. What are you working on? What are you working on this weekend? What do you got planned for the days ahead? You got a project you want to get done? Well, let's start right now. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to walk you through what has to happen, give you some tips, some ideas, save some money, save some time, and get it done right. This is episode 2014 of the Money Pit, and we're so glad to be with you today. Coming up on today's program, you know, creating a beautiful living space outside doesn't require a wall or a ceiling, but it does require a beautiful floor. We're talking about patios. We'll have tips on how to create the perfect one for your space.
And now that we're knee-deep into the air conditioning season, we're also knee-deep in high electric bills. We've got 5 low-cost and no-cost improvements that you can make to cut costs without giving up comfort.
That's the key. Can we save money without giving up the cool? Plus, do you know the easiest door to break into for any house? Well, it is usually the garage door, the biggest door, of course. We're going to tell you why and share a surprisingly simple step that you can take to secure that entry.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are you working on? What are you thinking about working on? What have you started and maybe need some help with? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com.
888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in Virginia, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to purchase a home that has a slab foundation. And when I went in, I kind of smelled a musty, mildewy odor. And I'm just wondering, like, how would you know that water is coming up from the ground and saturating that slab? And how do you protect a home that has just that's built just on a slab? There's nothing under for water to drain under or anything.
Was this a home that was vacant, or did it have a family living in it?
It has been vacant for a while.
That makes sense, because when you don't run the HVAC system as frequently as you would if it was occupied, sometimes you're going to get high humidity inside the homes. But because it's a slab, doesn't make it any more or less susceptible to water infiltration. But, of course, because it's above grade, you don't get floods. What you do get is the power of the concrete basically drawing water up from the ground. It's called capillarity, and then letting it evaporate into the air. The correction for that is the same thing you would do even if you did have a basement, which is to improve your drainage on the outside, extend the downspouts, the gutters, improve the soil slope so that water is sort of shunted away from the foundation perimeter. But I think that once you move into the house and use the HVAC system, you're going to find that that moisture is not nearly as detectable as it is right now. And if it does become more detectable, you could always add a dehumidifier.
Okay, so it's that smell I'm getting is not coming from the carpeting that's on top of the slab, laying on top of the slab.
Ooh, carpet on top of slab? That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's under the carpet, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of subfloor there, but... Yeah, I mean, it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and I know underneath it is basically a slab.
Yeah, we don't like carpet on concrete for a whole bunch of reasons, so I would be recommending that you find another type of flooring for that, because when you put carpet, which is, you know, largely an organic material, against those damp, moist concrete slabs, bad things happen. You get mold and mildew growth. You get allergens that form. You're going to get dust mites, things like that. So we really don't like carpet on concrete slabs. If you can choose a different type of flooring, if you're going to do some remodeling, that would really help out a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.
Now we're heading on over to Michigan, where Roger's got a door problem. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yeah, I have a mid-70s ranch-style house. It has all maple doors on the interior, and we're just putting paint on here for the first time. It's been white all along, and I'm putting color into it, and these doors just don't look right. And I wondered what kind of alternative I have to making them look different besides swapping them out for six panels or whatever, and... You know, exchanging it all out, but I don't want to go to that expense.
Okay, so the doors are wood doors, and have they ever been painted before, or are they finished clear?
No, they're finished with maple, for their maple, you know, pressed doors or whatever, or I don't know what they called them back then. But.
And so you say they don't look right against the painted walls, is that your concern?
Oh, they might to somebody, but I'm doing the trim in bright white, and... It just doesn't look right with the colors on the walls and everything.
Typically, you would not do the trim. The trim would be natural as well.
Well, it would have been, yeah, but that's not how the house was originated. That would be a way to do is change out the trim, but that's not.
Well, that's a lot less work than changing out the doors, and you would have a lot of options if you were to change out the trim. So it may not look right to you because you have painted trim and you have a clear finished door, but if the trim is really the missing perimeter to this that's going to frame it all in there nicely, why don't you do this? Why don't you go pick up a couple of pieces of trim and lightly tack them around the door without even taking off the old stuff? Just kind of stick it up there, step back, take a look at it, and see if it starts to make more sense to you visually.
That's a good idea.
All right, take small steps that way. And the other thing to keep in mind when you're doing a project like this, Gene, is just remember, once you paint, it's going to look different. So that's going to take a certain amount of getting used to.
You're right about that also.
All right, so I would go out and pick up some trim, tack it up there, see how it looks. Maybe try a complementary color. You know, you could do a two-tone, something like that, and see if that does the trick for you, okay?
That's a good idea.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We're here to lend a hand with all of your home improvement situations, whether they're good or bad, or started or finished. Whatever it's going on at your Money Pit, we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
And just ahead, while most patios are made of concrete, stepping up the stone can add a timeless look. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit continues.
Got a home improvement question, but no time to call the show? We want to help. Just visit the Money Pit's new community section at moneypit.com/community. You can post your question and get answers directly from Tom Leslie and their talented team of home improvers. Plus, if you spot a question you can help with, you can dive in and post an answer for your fellow DIYers. For over a decade, the Money Pit team has answered questions for home improvers just like you. Search for an answer or post your question today at moneypit.com/community. You'll be glad you did.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, you can listen to the Money Pit at your convenience if you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and pretty much wherever you download your pods. And Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So we've got the time to help you with your project. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Johanna from Michigan who wants to get out and enjoy the deck. How can we help you with that project?
Hey, we're getting ready to put a deck in the back of our house. It's going to be about 20 by 20. And we're looking at the composite products. And in doing some research, I have come across some hair-raising images of black mold, chipping, cracking, crumbling, and so on. And I would just like to get your opinion on the composite decking and if it truly holds up the way it says it does or if there are things we need to look out for.
I think it absolutely does hold up. Originally, the very first composite products that were out there had wood fiber in them as well as the plastics, and the wood fiber would tend to grow sometimes algae and things like that, and people didn't like that. I think it's a perception issue. If you think that there's zero maintenance, I'm never going to have to do anything at all, you're not going to find any product like that, because even though it's composite, it's going to get dirty. It may grow a bit of algae and need to be cleaned once in a while, but realistically, I think it's going to stand up a lot better than pressure treated. Now, just give you an example. My son recently completed his Eagle Scout project about a year ago. And his project was to build a 30-foot bridge across the stream. And we chose for that project composite decking. This is going to be in a park. It's going to get lots and lots and lots of foot traffic. That's sped up now for a year, and it still looks as good as the day we put it down. So I think composite's a good choice. Stick with the name brand. You know, stick with Trex, for example. Good product. Good history. And I think it's going to cut down on the maintenance overall. And it's going to look terrific at the same time. You won't have to paint it and stain it and all that. Now, you realize that you do the framing of this is all done through standard pressure treated, right?
Right, right. And we will have benches and stuff built in, and we're going to use, I think, cedar for that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can use composite for the built-in benches, too. I mean, anything that's going to be exposed like that, there's no reason not to use the composite.
And it's a very sunny area, so...
Yeah, if you have a lot of sun, you really won't have a lot of problems with mildew and algae growth, because the sun is a very natural mildewcide. It's usually the real shady decks that have the issues.
Yeah, maybe there was a bad run at that time.
And you know what? The composite has changed in the last 5 years, too.
Okay, well, good. Thank you very much.
All right, Johanna, good luck with that project, and let us know when the party is, okay?
Hey, it's next Friday.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a concrete patio is perfectly functional, but if it's worn and dragging down your outdoor living space design, you can give it a facelift. First of all, if that slab is in good shape, a great option is a wooden deck tile made of ipé, and that's a Brazilian wood that's very hard, so it's really great for outdoor use, plus it looks really fantastic. Now, you can get these tiles with a plastic grid system on the bottom, and that's not only going to hold the plastic panels together, but it raises up the actual wood off of the concrete so that air and water can go right through it, and you're not going to get any rot or mildew underneath. Now, this kind of tile also has male and female attachments on it, so you just line them up, snap them into the right place. There's even an edge piece that sort of finishes off the entire look. It's easy to work with, and it's really stunning looking.
Now, brick pavers are another great idea. You've got a lot of choices for shapes and colors when it comes to those pavers, and you can assemble them right on top of the patio. They'll all fit together so you won't see the concrete anymore. A little trick of the trade, though, is to take the outside edge of those brick pavers, however you assemble the border. You can glue the border down using a construction adhesive to the old concrete. That'll help hold everything in nice and tight, just like a puzzle. And you won't have to also worry about any movement in the brick pavers because you've got that solid hunk of concrete underneath.
Now, painting or staining is another way to give it a new look, but it's going to be more work and more time intensive than the first two options. Now, to paint concrete, you've got to wash all of the dirt and debris off. You have to fill any cracks if they're there. You need to let that dry out really well, then prime the concrete, and then paint the concrete. And you have to make sure you have the correct paint for the surface. You want to make sure it's going to stand up and really do a good job of adhering, so it's the right product for the right application. Now, you can also, if you want to get a little bit more creative, you can use some tape and create a tile pattern. You can paint a rug on the surface. There's so much that you can do to give it a lot of personality, but it's more elbow grease, lots of creativity. But for the right DIYer, it's an excellent project.
Now, if you actually don't mind your concrete patio so much, but maybe it's seen better days, there's a product out, pretty new, from Quikrete that is incredible. It's called Recap. It's a concrete resurfacer, and I've used it myself on some projects, and it adheres really, really well to the old concrete. It's super strong, and it looks great. It's kind of like giving the concrete an entire new surface.
Rick in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When our house was built, in place of the usual wooden boards that are used to trim around the edges of the roofs and around the bottom of the house, they use a plastic composite type material.
Okay.
And it's used in place of wood, and it, you know, maintenance free, lasts forever, that kind of stuff. With the exception that any place this wood is, this composite material is cut, it becomes kind of a haven for mold and mildew. And you get green growth there, and you spend a lot of time and effort continually pressure washing to clean it out. So what I'm looking for is some means of sealing. Is there some way of sealing this to prevent this mold growth on what is otherwise a maintenance-free material?
Well, if it's composite, it may be a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K, and that's paintable. And so you could, you know, paint those areas, and that might tend to seal it in a bit more. Because I think what you're saying is that the cut areas are probably more absorbent than the surface areas, and so you're getting a little more moisture. Maybe it's a trap. There's a little rougher surface there. It might be a trap for dirt that feeds mildew or algae and that sort of thing. So what comes to mind right away is that you simply could paint it. But, of course, you know what comes after paint, repaint.
Exactly. It takes away the maintenance-free aspect of it. But is
exactly.
There a type of paint that would be more conducive or last longer, like an epoxy-type paint or something like that?
Not for surface like that. No, you would just use an exterior paint, and you would probably prime it first.
So it wouldn't be latex. It would be an enamel?
No, you would use a 100% acrylic latex paint. That's what AZEK recommends be used. And, you know, you also might want to take a look at Sherwin-Williams for the paint manufacturer? Because I know that they have paints that are specifically made for vinyl or PVC products, which is what that product is. AZEK is simply an extruded cellular PVC.
Not everybody does this, but some contractors tend to skip the step of filling holes when it comes to a composite trimming. You know, they're like, I can't see it, it's okay. But this could give you the opportunity, if you're going to paint the trim as well, to go ahead and fill any nail holes. And, you know, that'll really give it almost a more natural wood look, you know, the brush strokes. It could be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a great idea.
Naomi in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
What I have is my backyard. Over the past several years, we've taken down a couple of major trees. They've died. And now whenever it rains, pretty much I have standing water for a long period of time, and it's really nasty. Okay. So I've been looking online for ideas. I've gone to garden centers looking for plants that do well in standing water. And in the Northeast, we don't have a long growing season, so a lot of the plants that I'm looking up don't seem to be doing well. So other ideas my husband and I have kicked around are putting a floating deck, I see, that you can build out
floating
there.
Floating deck? Well, that's called a raft. Yeah, I don't think you have to become Tom Sawyer here, Naomi, okay, and build a raft down the river.
My husband's idea was to put stone all over.
How about this idea? How about if we drain the backyard of water? You like that idea?
Well, how do you go about doing that? We're not sure.
So, first of all, it sounds like the backyard is sloped in such a way that the water runs into it but doesn't run out of it. Is that fair to say?
Pretty fair to say. My neighbor's yard is slightly higher.
And then is there an area below your house that's slightly lower than the backyard?
After we bought the house, we found out it was built on a swamp, so everybody has drainage problems.
I'm pretty sure that you're not looking at the water table there. You're looking at some water that's staying around. So here's the solution. It's called a curtain drain. And what a curtain drain is a trench that you construct from the part where the water is ponding to somewhere lower than that in the elevation. Now, the curtain drain is a trench that's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep. You put in a couple of inches of stone, then you put in a perforated PVC pipe. And then you put more stone and some filter cloth, and you cover it with soil so it's completely invisible when it's done. But here's what happens. As the water runs down to that area where it's ponding now, it falls into the trench, it comes up into the pipe, and then it runs down through the pipe and discharges at a lower area of your property. So you are essentially collecting the water, shooting it around the house, and then discharging it somewhere at a lower elevation.
Does this require a backhoe, or is this something that we can do with shovel?
No, you can do it. You can do it with a shovel. And you don't need much pitch either. You need about a quarter inch a foot per foot on the pipe. So just as long as you get a nice clean trench dug, you get the stone in there, you get the perforated pipe in there, it'll work very well. And it'll drain that yard whenever it fills up.
And I look for the wettest part of the yard to start it in, and then I go to a... You said a quarter of an inch per foot?
Foot, yeah. And you want to bring it down to someplace lower on the yard where you can discharge it. And the best thing to do is to discharge it to daylight. In other words, have the pipe actually pop out somewhere so the water can run out.
Okay, great. Terrific. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Naomi. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
And now that we are knee-deep in the AC season, we're also knee-deep in high electric bills. We're going to share 5 low-cost to no-cost improvements you can make to cut those costs without giving up comfort when the Money Pit returns.
Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's MoneyFit tip of the day.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know, sometimes I am inspired by the idea of upcycling, Leslie, when I see something that is old and worn and dirty and gross and I make something pretty out of it. I did that this weekend. We had a whole bunch of tomato steaks that I had cut up for last year's crop, which was quite impressive. I don't know if we're going to be able to have the same one this year. But I had them all wrapped up and they were half covered in dirt. But the wood was like about, maybe about 3/8 of an inch by 1 inch by about 3 feet long, and I'm thinking, you know, this would make a really handsome lattice. And so we had rose bushes that were growing very well and kind of getting out of hand and blocking off some gates, and I just built lattice out of it, and that was a Saturday project. And sometimes you get inspired by what you find, and you get ideas on what you can do with it, and I find that those are sometimes the most satisfying.
It's always a fun project when you could reuse something, and then it looks really good and completely different. All right, now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. And all the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard. And I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or, you know, look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently, you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly cover them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an era of home construction, I think it's a really strong era. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house, you'll either be running new baseboard pipes or you'll be running electric radiant or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that we're knee-deep into the air conditioning season, we're also knee-deep in those high electric bills. Well, we've got 5 low-cost and no-cost improvements that you can make to cut those costs without giving up your comfort.
That's right. So let's start with a really simple one. Shade the air conditioning compressor, people. Ample shade for that outdoor compressor will help it work more efficiently. Just make sure that there's plenty of space around it because you need to have at least 1 foot away on all sides of that unit for it to work and work well.
Now, you also want to make sure you seal your air conditioning ductwork. About 20% of the cool air that your system generates can leak out through poorly sealed and insulated ductwork. So take the time now to eliminate those escape routes. You can use duct sealant like a mastic, or a metal back tape. Never use duct tape as it doesn't really have the required staying power. And you want to seal up all of the seams and then connections and then follow with an insulation wrap.
Now, here's a really simple one. Change the HVAC filters regularly. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, sometimes I would open up a furnace or an air conditioner and look inside, and the thing would be absolutely caked with dirt from top to bottom, except it would have a brand new filter. That's not the only time you change your filter when the inspector's coming, okay? If you change it on a regular basis, your system will be more efficient because a dirty filter makes it work harder, it slows down the airflow, it also wastes energy, and it threatens components with dirt and dust buildup. But believe me, they're also much less expensive to replace than those compressors themselves, because if you let that evaporator coil inside the air handler get caked up and the air can't get through it, it's going to fail that outside compressor. You're going to be looking at least a $2,000 repair. So change the filter.
More than once a year. All right, here's an easy one that you guys can do, and it's keeping your storm windows closed and the shades down. The same air that leaks in during cold weather is going to leak in during the summer, and that's going to drive up your cooling costs. So keep your storm windows closed in rooms with window air conditioning units. That's going to give you some extra cooling comfort and efficiency. Plus, keep those rooms cool by closing shades and blinds during the sun-filled hours of the day.
Finally, let's talk about those ceiling fans. If you've got one, make sure they're spinning in the right direction, because the direction will change from winter to summer. They have reversible motors. There's a little switch on the side of it, and make sure you set it so that it pulls the cold air up off the floor. It doesn't push that hot air back down from the ceiling. You want it to sort of suck the air up into the fan, and then it will be working properly, and you will be much more comfortable as a result. We'd love to help you get comfortable with whatever project you'd like to get done. So call us now with your question at 888 Money Pit, or post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit.
What are you working on this summer weekend? Whatever it is, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book and pay for over 100 everyday projects like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
And just ahead, you know the easiest door to break into for any house? Well, it's the garage door. We're going to tell you why and share some surprisingly simple steps you can take to secure your entry after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, Do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Hey, do you want to take the Money Pit with you wherever you go? Then download the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe to it. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit podcast Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn. Wherever you consume your pods, you can find the Money Pit podcast. Download it today, and we're with you with every step of your project.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know the easiest door to break into for any house is your garage door? It is true. And we've got a tip to help you avoid becoming a victim by tightening that space up and making it more secure.
Yeah, if you'd like to protect your home from intruders, it's important to identify those vulnerable areas of your house, like hiding spots that you might have if you've got some tall bushes or trees, as well as any easy points of entry. And this is super important if you're going out of town. For example, the garage door might be easier to open than you think, but you can secure it by simply installing a bolt through one of the extra holes in the garage door tracks. Now, with that bolt in place, the door won't be able to roll upward, and that door is going to be way more secure.
Now, for everyday use, you could integrate a smart garage door controller. So that's a great way now to keep tabs on whether the door is opened or closed. If you've ever driven away from your house and thought maybe in the back of your head you left your garage door open, or maybe it turned out you did, these controllers will alert you when that happens and give you the opportunity to close the door remotely so you know that the house is always secure. Pretty cool technology. You can add it without adding anything else. Just the smart garage door controller will do the trick.
Now we've got Tammy in Philadelphia on the line who's looking for a better shower. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling in because I wanted to find out, I have an old Victorian house and I have three stories. I have a bathroom on the third floor and a bathroom on the second. And if someone's in a shower on the second floor and then someone takes a shower or runs the water upstairs on the third floor, the shower goes cold. And I've been asking my contractors and my plumbers and I'm not getting a consistent answer. So I like to remedy that since I'm doing remodeling.
Okay. So are you opening up walls as part of this remodeling?
Yes. I've completely stripped down to the studs.
Okay, great. So first of all, the reasons you have reduced water pressure in older homes are generally because you have old steel pipes that suffer from internal rusting, and they clog. They close down, kind of like a clogged artery, and then you can't push enough water through it. Now, that could be your main water pipe. It could be the supply pipes that are inside the house or a combination of them. And so since you're taking the walls apart, the general rule of thumb is that whenever you expose these old steel pipes, you want to replace them with copper pipes, or with PEX, which is a newer type of plumbing pipe. Now, the other thing is that you may not have enough water pressure coming in from the street.
Well, the pressure is not that big of a deal because I think that the pressure is kind of okay. It's just that, like, basically we have two bathrooms in the house and you can only use one at a time. Like, the water completely goes ice cold if you're in a shower and somebody comes in and uses the sink.
Well, that's because the pipes may not be supplying that hot water. They may not be moving enough hot water. What size water heater do you have?
40 gallons.
All right, well, that's a minimum size, but it should be okay for two bathrooms.
Okay.
And is it an older water heater?
No, I just replaced the water heater.
When you replaced it, did they change any of the plumbing around it? Is it still going through the steel pipes?
I don't think that they changed the pipes around the... I don't think so.
So you need to talk with your plumbers about what kind of pipes you have, whether or not that's contributing to the problem, and you need to know what the water pressure is at the street, because if you're not getting enough pressure, that could be the whole cause of it.
Okay. Now, I Googled it, and I saw something online called a pressure balance valve. Would that remedy the issue at all?
So a pressure balance valve is designed to be used primarily in a shower. And what it does is it keeps the mix between hot and cold balanced so that you don't get scorching or freezing cold waters when the pressure drops. So if somebody was to, say, run hot water downstairs and now rob all that hot water from the upstairs shower, it would not change the balance of water from the mix of water between hot and cold. So the flow would be less. You'd have less of a stream, but it wouldn't be... The temperature wouldn't change.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, no, that's not it. I don't think that's the cause. I mean, that would certainly be a good thing to have and something you should consider, but I don't think that's the reason you're not getting hot water on the second floor. I just don't think you're moving enough water up there.
Okay. So, basically, what I need to do is tell them to check the piping around the water heater.
Yeah, and the plumber should know this, not only around the water heater, but basically, if you're going to open up those walls, what kind of pipes do you have, and are they corroded, and should they be replaced to help alleviate this, okay? And if all else fails, you could always add a second water heater upstairs. You could add a tankless water heater, which would be a really small unit, and it would supply additional water to that second floor bathroom.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, I think that kind of remedies the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Maybe you've got an outdoor project you're tackling this summer weekend. Is it a patio? Is it gardening? Is it a front entry redo? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Next up, do you need a new closet, but you don't know where to begin? Well, begin with us. We've got the tips after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I want to take a second to thank our sponsor, Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Just download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro. Visit homeadvisor.com to learn more.
Well, perhaps you live in an older home and you're realizing you don't really have that much storage space. Well, Jack is realizing that very same problem, and so he posted a question. It says, we do not have a closet in our bedroom. I want to build one, but I'm not sure how large it should be. Are there any rules of thumb for closet size? That's tough. If you've got to take away from your bedroom space to make storage space, that's a slippery slope right there.
It's a trade-off, too, and it's a permanent trade-off. You know, once you do that, and that's why in older homes it's not uncommon to see armoires used. You know, armoires are closet-sized pieces of furniture because they're movable. You know, you can move them from one side to the other and find out, and if you have enough space in there, and they don't take as much room as a closet. The problem with a closet is if you have one wall, and you're going to have to basically make even a narrow closet, it's going to have to be at least 2 feet deep. And then it's going to have to be maybe at least 3 to 4 feet wide. And then you're going to have this sort of recessed area from wherever that stops to the opposite wall. And it just makes it really hard to move around the bedroom. Once you put the bed in there, you're kind of turned sideways every time you pass the closet, which is not good. So if you don't have the space to put it in there, don't use it. Just get an armoire and use that. That's what people did for many, many, many years. And it's still an effective and efficient way to go. And by the way, you can buy some quite affordable ones at IKEA. I remember when our son was born that we fit all of his stuff, including all of the baby gear. You know, small babies have big things, as you're well aware, Leslie.
Yes.
We fit all of that stuff in the armoire, and it wasn't that expensive.
Well, I mean, that's a good use of storage space. Now we've got a post here from Charles, and he writes, our master bathroom's window has a crank attached to the window frame. The window's in good shape, and the frame is too. My situation is that the crank doesn't operate the window to open or close anymore. It almost feels like it's stripped. Is this something that I can fix myself? I know exactly what he's talking about. He's like, you know, you're just turning that crank and nothing's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you found yourself in this unfortunate situation where the hardware has worn out faster than the window itself. That happened to me as well. We have a beautiful bay window in our office, and the crank wore out there. But fortunately, it was an Anderson window, and Anderson keeps a healthy supply of that sort of hardware. And I was able to order a new crank kit and actually install it myself, and it works fine. If you can figure out who made that window, I would definitely try that first, because you'd be surprised. We even had to replace some hardware on a casement window, and it was one that was kind of a no-name brand that I bought at Home Depot many, 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 many years ago, and I was able to figure out the manufacturer, and they had another company that specialized in replacing their hardware, and I was able to order the parts that way. So you got to be a bit of a detective, Charles. One place to look is at the insulated glass in most of these windows. Between those panes of glass, sometimes imprinted into the frame or the swiggle that is the insulator in between that glass will be the name of the manufacturer. So try to figure that out. See if you can track them down, because it's definitely something that is repairable if you can find the part.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be a difficult repair. So good luck with that, and you'll be so happy to be able to use that window again. There's nothing worse than having something functional that just doesn't because of a part.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, I hope that we gave you a few ideas in this episode on how to fix up some spaces around your house, maybe plan some improvements for now or for the future. If you've got questions, we've got answers 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to the Money Pit Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The embodiment of the civil rights movement has passed.
Civil rights legend and Georgia Democrat Congressman John Lewis has died. He was 80. Lewis was the youngest and last survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists, a group led by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. that had the greatest impact on the movement. He was best known for leading some 600 protesters in the Bloody Sunday March across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Vice President Pence campaigned in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday, pointing out the sharp contrast between President Trump's vision for the country and that of the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe Biden.
Before us are two paths, one based on the dignity of every individual and the other on the growing control of the state. Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline.
Pence reminded the crowd at Ripon College who the real supporter of law enforcement is.
The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
President Trump won Wisconsin by fewer than 23,000 votes in 2016. It's one of a handful of battleground states. Oregon's attorney general seeking an order to stop militarized federal agents from arresting people in Portland as the city continues to be convulsed by nightly protests that have gone on for 7 weeks and have pitted local officials against the Trump administration. The president's decried the disorder, and Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf blasted the protesters as lawless anarchists. And as more states embrace mail-in balloting and often overlooked details emerged as a partisan dividing line, postage, who pays it, and what happens for envelopes without stamps? Check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The potential cost of bad loans in the wake of the coronavirus for the nation's biggest bank has reached 12 figures.
The nation's five largest leaders, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, U.S. Bancorp, and Wells Fargo, say the financial stress caused by the pandemic could cause borrowers to default on a total of $104 billion in debt. The disclosures came as part of the biggest bank's quarterly earnings announcement this week. Profits plunged at all five banks, in large part because they had to set aside money to cover souring loans. Bank of America was the last bank to report earnings for the second quarter. Profits before taxes dropped nearly 60%. Patrick Frost reporting.
A federal court in Maryland's ruled the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program must be restored fully, meaning it must open up to new applicants for the first time in 3 years. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump didn't properly end the program in 2017. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Airlines continue to rein in spending in the wake of the coronavirus.
Delta Airlines is asking pilots to take a 15% cut in minimum guaranteed pay for a year, which it says could help the airline avoid layoffs in October. At United Airlines, the company and the pilots union have agreed on early out and leave provisions that might avoid furloughs. A Delta executive said Friday the airline must shrink because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it prefers to spread the work of a smaller airline among all its pilots. The proposal shows the pressure facing airlines and their employees as air travel struggles to recover with new coronavirus cases surging across the South and Southwest. Keith Peters reporting.
Joe Biden says he's begun receiving intelligence briefings as he warned that Russia, China, and other adversaries were attempting to undermine the upcoming U.S. election in November. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And why are we here? We're here for you. If you are a DIYer, you're in the right place. But if you are a direct-it-yourselfer, you're also in the right place. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or not, whether you're somebody who takes out the tools, buys the wood, buys the paint, does it all, or whether you're somebody that picks up the phone, sometimes that can be the smartest thing to do, or goes online and gets some professional help. Whatever skill level you have, whatever project you want to tackle, we would love to be your project helpers, your consultants, your coaches to help you get it done right. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, and we will get to it. So coming up on today's show, if you are feeling like your home could use a boost in its cooling power, a window AC unit might be the solution. We're going to have some tips on how to find the right size unit for your house and how to avoid a key installation mistake that drives up cooling costs all across the country.
And also ahead, there's an old saying that good fences make great neighbors. That's if you can get the fence built. We're going to have some tips to make that project a heck of a lot easier.
And going green can help you save energy, but a new survey shows it can also bring you more green when it comes time to sell your home. We'll share these eco-friendly features.
But first, we want to know what you are working on this summer weekend. Whatever it is, indoors or out, we're here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to those questions. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in Texas on the line has an issue with the tub. Tell us what's going on.
We have a bathtub that we've had plumbers out, and they can't even seem to get it unstopped. They think that it would slowly, you know, if you took a shower in there, it would slowly go out that day. But then it stopped up, and it was going so slowly. We called a big company here, plumbing company, and the guy came out and checked it, and he couldn't get it unstopped. He thinks it's in the P-trap, but he checked the line. The tub is on the back of the house, about two feet from that is the clean-out. And he took a picture in the clean-out all the way to the alley and told us to get the city to come, and they needed to clean it out at the alley. They did that.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that the plumber was able to clear the drain from the house to the street, but he thinks that the restriction is beyond that?
Yeah, he thinks, and it's just about 2 feet from the drain. The tub that's on the back wall of the house is about 2 feet to the clean-out where he worked. And all the other lines are back farther. The utility line is farther. It's on that same line. It's farther. The sink and the vanity area and the commode works just fine. It's right by the tub. It's past them.
I can tell you right now that he missed something in the tub, because all of those plumbing lines come together in that same general area. And if you've got flow from the toilet and the sinks and everything else, but not the tub, it's going to be the tub itself. You know, when it comes to clearing drains, my experience has been that plumbers are not the best ones to do that. Generally, you're better off to go with a specialty plumber that does drain cleaning. They have the tools, the equipment, and the knowledge to get that done. And sometimes the day-to-day plumbers, if it's a simple clog, they can clear it, but they don't necessarily have the tools. I mean, for example, drain cleaners have cameras that can go down those pipes and see exactly what the obstruction is. So my recommendation would be to call a different kind of professional, not a plumber, but someone that specializes in drain cleaning and has a good reputation for being able to make that particular type of repair. I think that's going to be the easiest way for you to get to the bottom of it. I would not recommend any type of additive to that drain to try to clear it in these liquid products that clear drains, because they can be very, very corrosive. Mary, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brian, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with our septic system, and our septic system zigzags back and forth in the backyard, and then where the end of it is, there's a sinkhole developing.
How old is this septic system? Has it ever been inspected or cleaned?
We've cleaned it twice. It's just my wife and I. This thing, I noticed, started developing kind of right after we moved into the house. Our house is about 20 years old.
Because I wonder if you say this is towards the end of the distribution field, I wonder if the field is not absorbing water like it should, absorbing the effluent as it should, and most of it is sort of running towards the end of the pipe like it's a long drain. And as a result, it's causing erosion in that area. I think that probably the first thing I would do is have a septic inspection done with an examination of the field to check the percolation of it. Because if it's not percolating, if it's not draining properly, you could be spilling a lot of effluent into the ground unknowingly without it having a chance to really soak properly back into the soil. I think what we're hearing here is a potential failure of your septic field more than a problem with a sinkhole. I suspect that this is erosion that you're seeing.
Okay, it's not just a matter of dumping a bunch of dirt in there and covering it up.
No, I mean, that would fill it up again, but I'm afraid it would probably wash out again. So that's kind of what I would lean to, is having that field inspected and just getting a sense of, listen, you want to find out now. I mean, you don't want this thing to fail at the least opportune time. And if you find out early, at least you know you can plan a replacement if you have to. Brian, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Need some help getting started on your project? Well, call us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor.
That's right. With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
And just ahead, are you feeling like your home could use a boost in its cooling power? Well, a new air conditioning unit in the window might be the solution. We've got tips on how to find the right size unit for your house and how to avoid a key installation mistake that can drive those cooling costs through the roof. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We know you think about home improvements at the weirdest times. I know I do. Sometimes I get an idea, and I've got to wake up and jot it down before I forget, even in the middle of the night sometimes.
You don't forget, yeah.
You know, and when that inspiration comes to you, when that idea, when that question comes to you, no matter what time it is, even if it's in the middle of the night, we actually have our call center standing by to take those questions. If you're not in the studio, which we won't be if you call at 2 in the morning, but whenever you do call, our screeners will take the question, and we will call you back. Because that's how important this is for us. We want to reach those that need the help with their projects. Call us now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading to Arizona with Yvonne on the line, who's got a stinky bathroom sink. Gross, Yvonne. What's going on?
Yeah, so it doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while, I'll be running the water in the bathroom sink, and this foul odor comes out of the drain. So I'm wondering what could be causing that.
Usually, it's bacteria. You get bacteria that will decay in those drains, and it will cause what's called a biogas. And the best way to clean this is to really take the drain completely apart. That's the trap that's underneath that. And to really do a good job of scrubbing it clean, I would use some oxidized bleach for that as well. If you can get that super clean, that will kill the bacteria. And if you can even plug the pipe and sort of fill it up with some of that bleach solution, that will also kill the bacteria that's in there. And I think you'll find that if you can deal with that biogas, that it'll start smelling a lot better.
So I have to actually scrub it? I can't just pour some bleach down there?
No, you definitely need to scrub it. And that's why you probably want to take it apart from underneath the sink cabinet. It's probably going to have a trap, the U-shaped pipe. If it doesn't, by the way, that's the source of your problem, but I'm sure it does. Take that trap apart and then really scrub the inside of that with some oxygenated bleach. And I think that that will kill that bacteria, and then the biogas will go away.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy.
But no,
we will say
nothing ever is, it seems like.
All right, Yvonne, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Rhode Island has a question about solar panels. How can we help you today?
Solar panels installed the latter half of March, and had been noticing a steady increase in production up until about 2 weeks ago. And I have noticed the production falling off, and, of course, the pollen has increased. And I'm wondering if there's anything on the market that I could treat the panels with. My panels are located kind of high on the roof. It's difficult to get to, and just like I said, I'm just wondering if there's something that I could add to it to have the pollen wash off quicker.
So it's pollen and tree droppings, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, the trees I'm in good shape with, but it's really basically the pollen. I live in a wooded area. And like I said, I've watched the production, you know, with these inverters. You can really carefully monitor what the system is doing. So although the days are getting longer and the sun is getting higher in the sky, production is off. And the only thing I can relate it to is the pollen.
John, that's actually a surprisingly common problem. And the solution is simply to clean those panels. Now, in your case, that may be easier said than done because you're telling me they're difficult to reach. It might also be possible to install sort of a cleaning system that consists of manifolds that are installed right above those solar panels where you basically can turn on the water and run water over them, you know, occasionally to clean them out. But, of course, that's a lot of work. Is it possible for you to get a ladder up against the side of that house there and use a hose or with something, maybe a high-pressure hose, to be able to kind of wash the pollen off those panels? Because it's pretty well documented that solar production goes down, as you've discovered, when those panels get covered with dirt or pollen.
Right, right. Well, I guess the thing, I'm sure there's something I could invest in, certainly a better ladder, a taller ladder. And also, there's got to be something where I can actually get the hose on a pole. I have a pruning pole, and maybe point it at an angle, you know, where it could wash the panels. But again, I thought maybe the solution would be, well, in the spring, get up on the roof, treat the panels, and then I should be all set. But you know, maybe it's just as simple as a hose.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any treatment there that's going to basically make them more slippery. You know, I guess I'm thinking like in terms of a wax. But, you know, Hyde Tools, Hyde, they have a product called Pivot Pro that attaches to a regular hose, and it has an angular nozzle at top, and it's designed for like cleaning gutters and then cleaning like boats and getting underneath spaces and things like that. And basically the head pivots, so you can get all sorts of different angles with it, and also steps up the pressure of water coming at it. Pretty inexpensive tool there. You might want to look that up online and give it a shot.
I think I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with all this warm summer weather, are you feeling like your home could use a boost in the cooling power? Well, a window AC unit might be the solution. The best and most efficient room air conditioning comes from a unit that's perfectly sized to the space and then properly installed. Now, you want to make sure that you buy a unit that's Energy Star rated. That's key. These are going to use 10% less energy than conventional models, and Energy Star provides sizing guidelines to make sure you buy the right one.
Now, here's an installation trick of the trade. For added efficiency, it's important to install your unit on the shadiest side of the house and to choose a model that has easy-to-clean filters and controls like a digital readout for the thermostat setting and a built-in timer. Too many times, if you're, say, in a corner room where you have the choice of maybe going on the south side or maybe the east side, go on the east side because it's going to be a lot cooler for that unit to run, and that means it'll be more efficient and will have to run less to deliver the same amount of cooling power. And that's going to show up as a reduction in your cooling costs.
Debbie in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I have a townhome that was owned by several other people. From what I understand, the previous owners used to fix cars in the garage. So it's a two-car garage. There are no cracks in the floors, but it does have a very gritty surface to it, and it looks horrible. I don't really know what I can do. I mean, at first I thought, well, maybe I can just, if there's some kind of paint I can paint over it, or is it something where I have to do another epoxy on top of epoxy? Is it something a typical homeowner can work on?
The floor that's there now, is it well adhered to the concrete? Is it peeling off in any way, or does it look like it's pretty down there and pretty durable?
It looks like it's on there pretty good.
Okay. So what I think you should do is clean it and then put another coat of epoxy on top of that, one or two coats over that. And I think that can brighten up. And there's so many choices in colors today. And you got manufacturers like Quikrete that make good products that can go there. There are different types of texturing material you can add or color flakes you can add to give it some personality. But trying to take that off wouldn't make any sense. I don't think it's really binding anything, even though it's got a texture to it. I would paint over it after it was cleaned and properly prepped.
Can I ask how hard it is to handle the epoxy paint?
It's not difficult. I mean, the way it works is it's chemical cured. So when you buy epoxy paint, you actually get two cans. So you'll get one that's like a gallon can, but when you open it up, it's only going to be filled three-quarters of the way. And then you'll get a second can that's a quart can, and that's the hardener. So the first thing you do when you open up the gallon can, the quart can, is you mix them together. And that becomes the paint that you're working with. Now, remember, though, once you start mixing them, the clock starts ticking. And you're only going to have, probably, I guess, maybe 2-3 hours to use up. But it won't take that long because you're going to be applying it with a brush first on the outside perimeter and then a roller. And then you kind of work your way out of the garage. And as you apply it wet, then usually they'll give you these color flakes that you kind of shake over it to give it that personality stick in there. And you just keep moving. And, I would do like a 4-foot strip. A wide strip all the way down, then I would put my color flakes in, then I would do another 4-foot and another 4-foot, and pretty soon you'll be right out the door. It's really not that hard to do. The key is just to be organized and to prep it properly so that once you actually mix up the paint, you're good to go.
And then don't paint yourself in a corner.
Yeah.
Would I need more than one can for a two-car garage as far as you know?
I would check the coverage on the can, see how many square feet that it covers.
Yeah, a gallon usually does 400 square feet, so...
So realistically, it's something I can do in a day, that couple of hours.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, yep. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. I really was afraid it was going to be a lot harder than that.
Dive in, Debbie. The water's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And once Debbie tackles that, who knows where she'll go, right? I mean, this takes one project to kind of get your confidence up, and away you go.
Shane in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. You want us to help you with a decking project? What can we do?
As respect to footings on the deck, is it more common practice to have a one solid column that goes down for your footing, or can you just dig 36 inches, throw a 6-inch footing at the bottom of that and put your post on top of that and just pack it around with dirt versus covering it with concrete?
You mean covering the post, like around, pouring around the post with concrete? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't really help you because that's not giving you any support. The idea of the footing is to get it down below the frost line. So, yes, if you dug down to 36 inches and you set any kind of a small concrete pad down there, you would be fine by putting the post on top of that and going up. Now, the other thing that you could think about doing, and I like these, there are precast footings that are out there that are kind of like almost pyramid shape. They're very tall, almost, not a pyramid, more like a tower.
And they're about 36 inches tall, maybe 40 inches tall. And they have a bolt that sticks out the top of them, so you can put your post dog right on that. And you can dig your hole and drop this right into the hole. What I like to do is put maybe a shovel full of stone in the bottom of the hole, make sure it's tamped really well, and then drop my footing on top of that. And this way my post ends up above grade. I don't like the idea, even though it's pressure treated, of sinking the wood in the ground.
Yeah, I agree.
Eventually it's going to rot. So I like to keep it above ground. That's why I use those types of posts. And then the third way is with something called a sonotube. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a paper towel roller, you know, roll, but it's 12 inches in diameter. And, yeah, you cut that to be about 40 inches, set that in the hole. You can go ahead and backfill around it, put a little stone in the bottom, and then fill it up with concrete. Now, you could mix up, you know, something like Quikrete in the red bag is good for this. You can mix it up and drop it into that sonotube. It'll be hard inside of an hour. And you can start building right away.
Well, great. Well, thank you for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project. Are you going to get it done and then soon enough to enjoy it this summer?
Possibly. We'll see.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Stick around because we've got a lot more great home improvement advice to share with you when we come back. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit. 888 Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros.
Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should pay for your project. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, you know, it used to be that working with concrete for small projects like setting a fence post was a hassle. You had to buy all the raw materials. You had to mix them up, probably using tools like your garden wheelbarrow and garden hoe, and then clean off those tools before the concrete became permanently encrusted to the surfaces.
Now, Quikrete has made that a lot easier with their fast-setting concrete in the red bag. It's a special blend of fast-setting cements, sand, and gravel that are designed to set in approximately 20 to 40 minutes.
And here's why this makes the whole process of these small projects a lot easier. Let's say you were setting a fence post or a mailbox or something of that nature. What you can do is just pour the dry mix right out of the bag into the hole around the post. Set that post. When it's perfect, just add water, and it'll be solid in like 20 to 40 minutes. So you don't have to mix it outside of the hole. You put the dry stuff right into the hole, add water, and you're good to go.
Quikrete is available at home improvement retailers nationwide. Look for it in the red bag and learn more at quikrete.com.
888-666-3974. We'd like to learn what you want to tackle for your next home improvement project, so give us a call.
Now I've got Steve in North Carolina on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Many years ago, my wife had a very small cabin way out in the woods, very wooded, so there's a lot of, every fall, a lot of debris and leaves and such. And we built onto the cabin a nice 12 by 12 bathroom with a flat roof. And that was not really my idea. That was a buddy just said, this is the way to go. We are now, and granted, it's given us good service. We did that in 1995. But now it is, with these last monsoons we've had here in North Carolina, we have leaks. And I guess my question is a flat roof a good idea anyway? And then what are the pros and cons of a metal versus shingle roof?
Okay, so first of all, is a flat roof a good idea? Well, depends on your perspective. Look, there's a lot of commercial buildings that have flat roofs that last a long time, but they're also very, very well installed, and they don't have any leaks as a result of that. I will say that a flat roof is one of the leakiest roofs, generally speaking, because very often when they're put in residential homes, they're not put on by pros.
And certainly, since you have a flat roof that's 20 years old, that's really, really old.
I'm no pro, but yeah, I put it in.
Yeah, 1995, I mean, you're talking 20 years ago, and that's a really old roof at this point in time. It would be old if it was a pitched roof. It's really old if it's a flat roof, which generally lasts about half that time. So it's time for a new roof. Your options are to put another flat roof on it, which there's nothing wrong with that. The new materials today, especially the torchdown flat roofs, work very, very well. I just put a flat roof on my house. But what I did before I put it on, though, is I added a slight pitch to it. You can buy foam underlayment that basically will give you a slight pitch to a flat roof, and that helps the water run off, because you really don't want anything that's flat. You really want to have something that has got at least a low slope to it. So if you add a little bit of slope to it and then put a new torchdown roof on it, it should be fine. You asked about metal. Metal is certainly an indestructible roof, and if that's something you're considering, I would also encourage it, because if you put a metal roof down once and you do it right, you're not going to have to do it for 100 years, and then who cares, right?
Cost analysis. I mean, is a metal roof, and I've sort of looked at it, but is a metal roof more expensive than a shingle? It is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's about four or five times as expensive, so it's very expensive comparatively speaking.
Is that labor, or is it really the material?
You know, it's both. So if you're going to do it yourself, you're going to save some money, but it's really the kind of thing that's kind of tough to do yourself unless you really have some experience working with metal.
Okay, great. And one request, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I wish your trailer music, just let it play.
We'll have to put the entire theme music online for those that care to listen to that.
I wish you would. We love your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, are you dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that just doesn't seem to mow itself? Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And still ahead, you want to make some extra green? Well, if you make your home more eco-friendly, you may find that it's an investment that is sure to pay off when it's time to sell. We'll tell you why after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit long-running e-newsletter. It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips, advice, ideas, and inspiration for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects from Leslie, Tom, and their team of Money Pit experts delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. For over a decade, the Money Pit e-newsletter has helped thousands improve and enjoy their home. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can pick up the show then whenever it's convenient for you. You can do that on Apple Podcast, Apple Play, or wherever you download your pods.
Now we've got Darlene in South Carolina on the line who's dealing with a dishwasher situation. What's going on over there?
Whenever you turn it on pots and pans, it fills up and then it stops. Does nothing. And you can turn the knob around to the different cycles and everything, and it does nothing.
Have you checked the float, which is in the bottom of the dishwasher, to see if maybe it's become clogged?
No, I didn't know that was.
Yeah, because if it's clogged, it might think it's over. It might think that it's about to overflow, and it might shut the machine off. So on the bottom of the dishwasher, take a look at the float, and it'll move kind of up and down. It'll pop up and down a little bit, and a lot of times it gets, like, filled with, like, food and grime and stuff. And if you clean it out, that might just be the thing to do it. And here's a little trick of the trade. If you're trying to clean out food from places you really can't get to, you can use a wet-dry vacuum for that. It'll sort of draw it right out.
Oh, okay. That I have.
There you go. Good luck with that project, Darlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed 4 feet out all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's, with liners, it would cause too many. You'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, you know, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, you know, a concrete form. Or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of, they look like kiddie pools, essentially, but they're interesting shapes, and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind. So the liner's probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions, and you'll dig out. You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area, and then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, more and more home buyers are looking at green features when choosing new homes, according to the National Association of Home Builders. But how does this trend carry over for those of you who already own or maybe you're looking to buy existing homes?
Well, you can add value to your home while using very environmentally friendly products and materials. So, for example, you can choose paints that are labeled as containing low volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. These paints don't give off the gas or produce the noxious smells. And you can also choose appliances that are extra efficient.
Now, you can also use natural enduring materials such as stone, quarry tile, and brick instead of something that's less durable or even a synthetic material. You want to make sure that you use eco-friendly light bulbs and install occupancy sensors in rooms that'll turn those lights off and on automatically, and change out any older fixtures for WaterSense certified plumbing fixtures, and that's going to help you save a ton.
And then think about stuff like renewable flooring. Sources like bamboo work very well, or using native plants and shrubs in your landscaping or your lawn. And then finally, I have one suggestion when you get ready to put the house on the market, and that is to make a green home inventory where you list all of the energy efficient and eco-friendly sort of features and benefits of living in your house. This is going to be something that you can bet that no other home for sale in the area which you'd be competing against is going to have. It really positions your house in a very good light.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with the Money Pit and needs help with a tiling project. What can we do for you?
We live in central Pennsylvania, but my wife and I just bought a house out in Arizona for our retirement. And the house has all travertine tile in it, except for the living room and a couple in the master bedroom. So we don't really know anything about how to care for it. But when we were there the last time, this past time to set things up, my wife commented on how the tile looks so dull and everything. So we were wondering, if you folks would have a recommendation as far as whether we should have it refurbished or just have it cleaned, and if so, what we should use on travertine tiles. I'm pretty sure you can't get specific products you shouldn't use, so we just needed some recommendations.
Jim, you're right. You do need to use products that are specifically designed for the material that you're cleaning, which in this case is travertine. There's a good website that has a number of these products all together. It's called stonecare.com, and the product there that I've used is called Marblex, Marblex. And Marblex is designed specifically for travertine, and it's basically a streak-free product that is going to do a good job of cleaning it without staining it further.
Yeah, or damaging it. Some of the products can pit it, so you have to be really careful.
Yeah, like I said, my wife noticed it just kind of looked dull. So the house was built in 2005, so it's not an older, it's a relatively newer house, but the tile does look dull even to me. So we're not exactly sure how it's supposed to look, because like I said, this is our first experience with travertine tile, but the floors do look somewhat dull, so we didn't know whether we should have it, refurbished with that, with those buffing compounds and stuff, or whether it just needs a good cleaning.
Well, I would give it a good cleaning and do as much yourself as you can. There are cleaners and polishers that you can apply yourself. Of course, if you have a professional come in, they could really do a great job and it'll stay with you a little bit longer. I don't see any reason why you might not want to try it yourself.
Yeah, well, we'll give it a shot. Like I said, I was looking for a product, and you gave me one, Marblex, you said? Is that what it is?
Marblex, yeah. It's on stonecare.com. It may be elsewhere, but I know it exists on that website.
Very cool, very cool. By the way, I listen to your show every Saturday morning on my long walk, so not only am I getting great advice, but I'm getting in shape to your show, too. So
great.
So, yeah.
Glad to take us with you.
Kudos to you guys, but you got a really great show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, do you need some help getting started on your next project? Well, call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app. No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
Coming up, an upholstered headboard can really add a thoughtful and classic look to your design, and they really can change the look and feel of any bedroom. We're going to share some tips on how you can make your own next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit.
All right. Jen posted a question and she writes, do you have any specific suggestions on painting stucco after you make repairs?
You know, painting stucco is pretty much the same, Jen, as painting any masonry surface. I would consider using an oil-based primer first and letting it dry, making sure not only the repaired surface but the rest of it is properly cleaned before you do that. Now, if you do use a pressure washer, since stucco is going to soak up a lot of water, it's very hydroscopic, it's like a sponge, make sure you let it dry really, really well. I would pressure wash it one day and then wait a few days of good weather for it to really dry out before you go ahead and paint it. And you also could consider restuccoing the foundation after that stucco is patched so that the color is consistent. The advantage there is that you won't have to repaint the whole thing. But either way, once you fix up that deteriorated area, painting it is definitely a pretty easy DIY project. All right, now we've got a question from Rashonda in Maryland, and Rashonda writes, what, if any, maintenance does a refrigerator need? Mine's only a few years old, but when I happen to be cleaning around it, I notice the back feels a bit warmer than I think it should. Well, you know, Rashonda, the back of the refrigerator is where the evaporator side is of the cooling coil. Just like you might have, say, a window air conditioner that blows warm air outside your house, that's part of the refrigeration process. So being a little bit warm like that is not unusual. Just make sure that you don't have it pressed flat against the wall. Leave a little air circulation to make sure it doesn't get too terribly warm.
Now, Rashonda, once it's all clean, you can keep some vanilla in the refrigerator, like a real vanilla bean, to keep up a nice scent, or even a box of baking soda. Just pop them in there. There's like a little piece you can peel off, and it'll be nice and fresh.
Well, if you've ever purchased a custom upholstered headboard, you know that they can be pretty darn expensive. It turns out, though, making one of your own doesn't cost a bunch of money, and it's a pretty easy job to tackle in a surprisingly short amount of time. Leslie's made many of these and has some tips on how to get yours done in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, your bedroom should be a refuge of peace and tranquility, and having a well-designed space can help you find that peace that you desire. Now, a great bed is a fantastic starting point for the decor of your room. and upholstered headboards really add a thoughtful, classic design element, and they can completely change the look and feel of any bedroom or guest room. And here you go, guys. It's actually not a hard project to do. Now, we've got the full step-by-steps on MoneyPit.com, but let me just talk you through it a little bit here. If you want to do a super simple one, decide the size of your headboard, have a piece of plywood cut to that size or MDF, whatever you like, then you wrap that in some batting or some foam or both, depending on the thickness and firmness and style you're looking for. And then you can simply just wrap some fabric and staple along the backside. Just keep it nice and smooth. Watch your corners. And then you have a really simple one fabric headboard, and it looks fantastic. And now you can attach them to the wall with a cleat where you sort of take a piece of lumber and cut it at an angle so one side goes on the wall, one side goes on the back of the headboard, and they lock together and really hold it well. Remember, though, to add like little blocks on the bottom so it doesn't lean back toward the wall. It's all nice and flush. But if you want to get a little bit more creative, you can cut that plywood to a different shape, make an interesting style along the top. You can add some, what are those called? Nail heads. You can add some decorative nail heads or trimming to really dress up that headboard. Once you get started and see how simple it is, I guarantee you, I would say half of your bedrooms, maybe more at home, will have one.
There you go. Yeah, well, you get the project going, especially if you did it for one of your kids. All the kids are going to want to have the same sort of treatment. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you have a motion detector? Well, if not, why not? They are easy to install. They're affordable. Some are even wireless, so they need no wiring. And all in all, they're a great deterrent to burglars and unwanted pests. We'll explore all the options on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.